friendlier machines. Says I should leave it alone, but I wonder anyway about some things I shouldn't say. What if Kurt's smile doesn't make it? What if all the switches get stuck on destroy? When the shuttle goes, we won't take it. When the final countermeasures are deployed, all we'll have is all this time. All we'll have is all this time. Welcome to the Electric Hour. That was Jonathan Colton with All This Time. Nice little tune there to start off the morning. I'm Brennan. I'm sitting in the captain's chair for a reason that is that John slept in this studio last night. And as such, he needed to get a refreshment from the Brown & Brew Coffee House, which is in our basement, or on our first floor. So, in the meantime, as he's freshening up, Kaylee, tell us about any pains you've been having lately.
Hey, I'm Kaylee. I was telling them that I've been having these weird bad chest pains on my left side for about 24 hours.
And just any, only
if anyone
on the
knows
side?
What it is, maybe they can call in. I'm thinking it's a muscle strain. I looked at all the WebMD things after I was convinced it wasn't a heart attack once I slept on that thought for a while. Then I woke up and I was like, I'm still alive.
Wait, so was this last night into this morning, or was this earlier in the day?
It started at 11 a.m. yesterday.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, and then I was like, it was really bad at that time until I like napped for a while. Then it got where I was able to function and stuff. So now I'm walking around, but it still hurts. So I'm going to go to health services after this.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you for coming to the program.
I have chest pain. I know, but this, I've been trying to get here for the last 5 weeks.
I have asked you so many times.
So now, even a heart attack is not going to stop me from getting on this show.
Yep. Well, don't let it stop you, Kale.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I should have kept talking.
Of your situation as well, John.
I gotta say, yeah. No, that's the thing is, that was pro.
That was the thing is,
that was profoundly weird because I was down in Brandenburg where, as you know, WMFO is playing.
Oh, right. So you were right in the middle of the conversation.
Yeah. So I was literally, as I was at the cash register, you were talking about how I was ordering something.
Oh, there you go. I forgot that the coffee shop goers listened to what's happening.
It was literally...
Thanks for tuning in, folks.
Extremely surreal. I've just woken up today. My life has been narrated.
Oh, wow.
By you.
Yeah, it is surreal. Very strange.
And obviously, the food that I got there, I ate right there in Brandenburg.
There you go.
So
there's no other way to do it.
Yeah.
It's weird. The last two times I've ever been on someone's radio show and or podcast, they've been eating on the air. But I guess you're not eating on the air. But my
I ate in Brandenburg.
The worst thing that I hate the most is when people eat. I hate the sound of eating. I have that thing that's like whatever phobia that I can't stand the sound of people eating, and they
is it fear
it.
Of being eaten?
Yeah,
that's my phobia. I didn't realize that was a thing.
Yeah, well, like sometimes I have to get up from the dinner table at home, or like if I'm around people, because I can't stand it.
Really, I've
it's
never
getting to my head.
I've definitely eaten around you,
but you don't eat like in a gross way. Like my mom, true. Like she thank like you. Chomps, and I'm like, okay, if you don't stop, I'm gonna have to get up.
So is it mouth sounds more than
yeah, it's mouth sounds. Yeah, not the eating, but just the mouth sounds.
A classic electric car segment.
Electric car segment.
No, we can't do that today.
Yeah, we're not gonna bring that one back.
The words, just the phrase, my mom, she chomps, leaving your mouth. It's quite a word sequence. That air conditioner sure is loud. I'm gonna go destroy that.
Nice. Very believable sound.
I think you got it.
That's
what the sound of an air conditioner being destroyed is. And then you just press the button. That's the destroy air conditioner button.
Yeah, self-destruct. Woof. Man, what a weird day.
What a weird day.
So, sorry about your chest pain, Kels.
That's fine. I'll go figure out what it is. Maybe get some Zantac. That's what someone told me to take yesterday because it's for, like, indigestion or acid reflux or one of those things. So.
Right. Man, I sure hope that this is fixed within the next 2 hours.
Me too.
Anybody else find out that they were business yesterday when they were filing their taxes?
What?
Did you do it wrong the first time?
Excuse me?
No, but because of the type of work that I've done, basically over the summer, I was like an intern at the company that I also do my off-campus work study at. And so they basically like paid me as a type of consultant, as like a non-employee, as does my... I like work for my aunt. She's like a grant writing company. I like do some freelance work for her.
You do freelance grant writing?
Well, it's like freelance Excel, basically. Oh. Just like putting reports together, that kind of stuff. Sure. I'm pretty much busy all the time.
I love writing grants.
But so you get a 1099 miscellaneous form for both of those things, and it turns out I have to pay a bunch of cash and taxes because I'm a business.
Whoa.
And it had to ask me what accounting method I use for my business, and I was like,
Excel.
Other, I'm an intern.
Wow, dude.
Wow.
That is profoundly strange.
Is that really
you weird? Don't just get paid under the table at your aunt's business?
I don't.
I'll be like, I'm going to need some cash.
I got to ask
front.
About that.
Yeah, dude, what kind of corrupt New Jersey mafia family are you anyway?
Yeah, so I got paid the over the table. And this is where I find myself owing more in taxes than I'm being refunded.
No. Oh my gosh,
yep,
I didn't.
Gotta pay some taxes. Even though my total income is not enough to pay taxes.
You know, I think that's how a lot of people end up hating the government.
Sure.
I'm
sure not pleased about it.
Suddenly, yeah.
I got a lot. I was able to pay for an Airbnb for the 2 nights after I graduate and a graduation dress, my tax returns.
Oh wow, that is excellent.
Wow. I didn't get much. I got net positive tax return. My dad likes to just make fun of me for how little money I make. He literally will send me emails about my taxes.
Oh my
gosh.
And
just be like, you are poor.
Classic dad stuff.
It's pretty, it's a good dad joke.
Oh my god, down $87 all told. Gotta wow. pay a couple hundred.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Make
that's
it a little
wild.
Bit back.
Wow, geez, dude. Well, quit working so much. You have to pay so many taxes.
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah.
Just start babysitting. You just get paid in cash.
Babysitting the government.
Yeah.
Or people. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Children.
Other
hey,
people.
Brent, speaking of corrupt New Jersey mob bosses, I owe you an apology. I owe you and Brad Frizzell a big apology.
Really?
So as you know,
I'm
going
to enjoy this.
I was in New York City this past weekend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats.
That's why I wasn't at your
party. Oh,
yeah, we
got to talk about the weekend.
Oh, right. I was wondering about that.
Yeah. Congrats on becoming a woman, by the way.
Thank you.
But
just comes with some chest pain. That's what I found out.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Why, you don't remember me telling you that at the Majors party?
No, I don't think what happened at the Majors party we're allowed to talk about on air, but...
That okay, that's not I didn't bring that up. I just I also told you I was going to New York.
Oh. Yep.
All right. Well, anyway, fine. Good to know.
So you're in the big city.
But yeah, I'm in the big city and I know I've expressed a lot of disdain for New York on this show and just all the time in my life.
Yes.
I do a whole character who knows how to get to Midtown from here. It's one of my big characters. But that actually is really easy. All the trains go to Midtown.
Yes, they do, because it's a well-designed city for
all right,
the most part.
Well, either way. The big thing, and I have a lot of mixed feelings about New York, but and sure. I would love to talk to you about it. But
yeah.
One of my big takeaways was the bagels are actually way better there.
Substantially better.
Yeah, Brad gave me this whole rant one time, and he like gave me a New York bagel, but it was like a couple days old, so I was like, it's fine.
Yeah, that's the problem, is when you're here, like, I'll bring up bagels from, when you're here, your family, when you're here, I've like brought bagels up from Jersey sometimes too, which are also like consistently, substantially better.
Oh, yeah.
But they're always at least like one day old, typically, and so you're not getting the same experience. Getting a fresh bagel in New York or New Jersey is a unique experience.
Mm-hmm. You know what's good in Jersey? Taylor ham bagels with the cheese and
Taylor ham
egg
and cheese.
Taylor ham.
That's
oh
a
my
classic.
Gosh.
That's a classic.
Everyone knows in New Jersey when I say that.
Oh,
I
yeah,
100%.
People call it different things based on where in the state you live. Like, it's like a north-south split. Some people call it Taylor ham. Some people call it pork roll.
Mm.
And the reason is that there's not enough... of whatever meat it is to call it the actual meat. So the company had to call it Taylor
ham. It's tailored to fit.
Instead
it's like,
of like
Soylent
pork.
Green.
Yeah, exactly. But wow. So where did you get your bagel? Talk us through it. What did you get on it?
I was at Catskill Bagel in Brooklyn in Bush something?
Bushwick.
Bushwick, yeah, where the Men of the Sea live.
Oh, nice. Shout out to Men of the Sea.
Yeah. It was Easter Sunday. It was yesterday. Two days ago. Wow.
Well, you didn't sleep in your bed.
Dude, I've been on three different couches in the last 3 nights.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Man.
It's a little disorienting. It was Easter Sunday. I left their place. It was actually really nice. I felt like a wealthy man from a novel. Because I just stayed in this little bagel shop for like 3 hours and ordered several things.
Oh, did you really?
At different points in time, yeah.
I love doing that.
I feel like, yeah, and I was just reading a book, and, but yeah, I got on everything.
A book called, what? How to Be Mean to Poor People? What was the book?
Oh, the book was The Making of the Atomic Bomb, which is the book I've been reading for like 6 months, because it's so long. But, anyway, yeah, so, ordered everything bagel with cream cheese. I mean, I know it's not the most ambitious bagel you can get, but...
That's a good choice.
Yeah, I really, like, was taken aback. I don't know. And in general, I would say my disdain for New York is largely evaporated by my actual experience with it. Which I think is, again, the thing that happens to a lot of people in a lot of situations with things they hated before.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Hey, New York, you get a passing grade from Old John
C. Have you ever heard the phrase, don't knock it till you try it?
Hmm?
You ever heard that phrase?
Hmm?
No, never mind. I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah, passing grade.
But I'm really glad that you had a good bagel. Every time somebody tells me that they had a good bagel from New York or New Jersey, I just have this inexplicable sense of pride.
Mm-hmm.
I've never made a bagel. I wouldn't know how to begin.
Probably with some wheat.
Probably with some dough. You gotta boil it up and then bake it. It's classic RFB component, but I wouldn't know any of the temperatures at which to do those things.
Yeah, you can probably find them on, online.
But I just feel real proud about it.
On NewJersey.gov?
On NJ.gov/recipes.
John had a bunch of like cooking thermometers at his house. Just two were out on the table.
Loose cooking thermometers.
Seemed unnecessary. Me and Sam used them to stir our beverage.
Oh, you mean on Friday, I did?
Yeah, hopefully there was no raw meat on it before.
Well, that would not be my responsibility. You're the one who stuck it on your drink. yeah, I don't think... I mean, they weren't mine, and no one else in my house really cooks, so I can't imagine they were for anything else.
Okay.
Interesting.
Besides stirring your drink.
Like stirring it up.
Cheaper than spoons. That's what I always say.
Yep, always trying to be financially...
Yeah, it's so annoying how spoons always tell you what temperature it is when you're using them.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Bren, what'd you do? How was the marathon? Did you win?
I didn't go. I did not even go, because I figured this year just would beat everybody too badly.
Uh-huh.
I got those new Nikes that let you run a marathon in less than 2 hours.
Sure. Wait, kid, is that what your chest pain's from?
Yeah, and running the marathon.
It's exhausting.
Can I
just say I'm so tired? No, I had a fun weekend. My parents were in town. They came to the major show, and then Saturday we went into North End, had some amazing food. There's this place called Galleria Umberto in the North End. They're open from 11 to 2, 6 days a week. And they just have like some of the best pizza I've had in my whole life, as well as other really good Italian food. We waited in line for an hour. Met some friendly folks, which was great. We went to Frank, who grew up in the North End, so that was like a really cool conversation, and a long one, because we waited in line for an hour.
Yeah, sure.
And then, yeah, we just explored around Boston a little bit. Sunday, I went to the Celtics game.
Yeah, I saw.
Which I was so excited about, because it was my first playoff game, I think, since the Nets lived in New Jersey. And it was really sad. They lost by 4 points. It was like a really close game. Isaiah Thomas, who's the star of the Celtics, his sister died in a car accident on Saturday.
Oh my gosh.
She was 22 years old. She wasn't wearing a seatbelt. It was like absolutely devastating.
Oh my gosh.
And he played in the game on Sunday.
Wow.
And he's playing tomorrow. And he's playing tonight too. It's unbelievable.
Dang.
Is he like a really good player or something?
Yeah, yeah. He had like over 30 points on Sunday night. And like, yeah, he's like totally the heart of the team, I would say. And he's just so fun to watch. He's my height. And so
what?
He is like absolutely incredible to watch. But it was so, so sad. And like,
wait, he's your height?
Yeah, he's 5'9".
That is not possible.
It is. He was the last pick in the draft when he was drafted.
That's
and
so
he's
cute.
Turned into a superstar. And he's just like the greatest dude to watch. So yeah, it was like a really crazy vibe in the garden. Like people were chanting MVP when he came up, and it was like, it was crazy, and then the refereeing was terrible. They gave him a technical foul at one point in the game because I guess he was talking to the ref or something. And there was, like, really consistently bad refereeing, and that totally deflated the crowd, I think, too. Ended up losing by 4 points. So it was, like, a really tough loss at home because that, like, hurts your, obviously, like, home court advantage, too. But they're back in the garden tonight. Hopefully it'll be a good game. But, yeah. Just Isaiah, if you're listening, which I assume you are. No, but really, it was like crazy to see, and it was really cool to like. Boston has like really come to love this dude, and I think this really just like cemented the city's love for him and like his legacy here. It was pretty crazy to see.
Not a very easy crowd to win over.
Yeah, it's true. It's really true.
Yeah, they don't love me. That's for sure. Even when I score 30 points.
Yeah, it was wild. It was so cool to be there.
How come I didn't talk to your parents after the major show?
Oh, yeah, you should have come up. I didn't realize.
I mean, I was like, around.
Two together. I should have said something. I pretty much said hi to all my friends first, and then I said hi to them. You're right. That was my bad.
All right, well, good. This has been Brennan's bad.
They actually said, you know that John fella? No, thank you.
Wait, oh my gosh, speaking of that.
You know that John fella of the Celtics?
Wait, speaking of parents, my dad burnt...
Uh-oh.
I don't know how he found out how to do this, but I sent him, like, I showed him, like, your music on Spotify, and he somehow burned a CD with it, and he listened to it in the car.
You're not supposed to be able to do that.
No way!
Yeah, maybe he found you on Bandcamp or something, but... Wow. Which maybe it would be easier to do that.
Whoa, that's awful nice.
He really likes it.
Did he pay for it?
Maybe. I didn't get that far.
We probably paid for the CD.
Mm-hmm. It's like when my mom did that with S Factor, and I was like, how'd you even find this music?
That is super
I guess we're on iTunes. He must have paid for it then. He might have done it on iTunes.
Wow. Are you on iTunes?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's probably that.
Wow, I hope so.
Just, you know. Right, because, yeah, I think I don't even think I would know. As a young tech boy, I don't think I would know how to burn a CD from Spotify.
It might be on YouTube also, and you could maybe download
Maybe he has that, an intern.
But that would be pretty advanced for a dad to do. But maybe he's got it on iTunes, thanks a lot.
He is the director of the online school at his school.
He probably knows about the internet.
Yeah, that's right.
when he got that job, I was like, how? And why? I mean, you're good at some stuff, but not that. Sure.
Look, Dad, you're a skilled guy. Hey, well, that's awful nice. Thanks for telling me that.
There
wow.
Hey,
Mr.
Awesome.
Hale. Keep on rocking. Stay safe. You know? My tunes are great for the car.
Yeah.
And the bus. And the plane.
The bicycle?
No.
Make it real loud. Don't pay attention to the sounds of traffic.
Don't listen to music when you bike.
It's true. It's true. Kid. Brennan's bad.
Like motorcycle? Those are always funny when people have their radio blasting
in
the motorcycle.
Oh my god, it's so loud. It's so true. I when it was like 85 degrees the other day, I saw a guy in a full like leather jacket and jeans outfit bombing down Boston Ave on his bike. It was a motorcycle. That's what I call motorcycles. But it was like, man, this was your move for today. I don't know.
I guess when you're speeding through the wind, you get.
Yeah,
cold.
I guess you get a little cold. I can't imagine he wasn't sweating a ton.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was,
I don't know. It's
almost
also just
90 degrees.
It's also just safer. I mean, you're like supposed to wear that stuff.
But like, maybe you should be seeking a mode of transit that doesn't require you to wear a cap.
Sure.
Yeah. Or you could wear like a vest, like a leather vest.
Well, no, but your arms is really... You really need to be covered.
Leather sleeves.
Yeah.
But you really just want your torso to be covered.
That's always the problem with vests. Is they are, vests. That's an Archer joke.
Oh, Archer.
Yeah. You guys ever ridden a motorcycle?
Yeah.
I have not.
Yeah.
I rode on the back of one.
With some hunk in the front?
No, with my aunt. She and my uncle do like a bunch of cross country motorcycle trips.
That's
and
so
I
cool.
went from Memphis to Jackson for myself.
Holy cow. Memphis to Jackson just on a motorcycle?
Yeah, it was scary as shit. And I think I fell asleep.
That is you fell asleep?
Yeah, I fall asleep everywhere.
How?
Good thing your arms didn't unlink.
Oh, that would have been bad.
Yeah, duh.
Pretty bad.
I was also like 12.
How do you fall asleep on a motorcycle?
I was in like a booster motorcycle seat.
That is wild. How long is that trip?
Like 3 hours.
That's pretty impressive.
But they do like...
Dang.
They went from like Washington to Mexico.
Oh my gosh.
They do like all kinds of stuff like that.
That's wild.
I mean, yeah. Being on a motorcycle, I... don't think I'll ever do it, but it does seem insanely fun.
It seems incredibly fun.
It seems like
one
of those fun things you
can
do.
It honestly seems so cool, but so dangerous.
So dumb and loud. And
it's so cool.
I think they're like a violation to society with how loud they are.
Yeah, they have a lot in common with cigarettes, I have to say.
Violation to society is not a phrase. Affront to society is what I should have said.
But like cigarettes, they're like really inconvenient for the people around them, super dangerous. But just so cool.
Just the sexiest
just a
thing.
Total game changer in terms of coolness.
In terms of get me into that stranger's bedroom. Yes.
Wait, but I think that the thing that combines those two is that like in order for it to be actually cool, you have to have a leather jacket. Because like you see some people smoking cigarettes and you're like, ew. And you see like some people like my aunt and uncle riding motorcycles with like old people tennis shoes and you're like could be cooler.
Yeah, that's so real. Yeah, I think the outfit has to match. I think that's a really good point.
Well, then does the leather jacket, can it work by itself? Do you have to smoke and ride a motorcycle, or can you just wear a leather jacket?
Carry on a pack of cigarettes and a helmet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get to these at some point.
I just took a pretty tight schedule, so
I'm working on these.
Gotta, you know, do my podcast. Do you think people would be less cool? Do you think it's a net positive still if somebody smokes cigarettes and rides a motorcycle and has a podcast?
They're really flirting with zero, with breaking even.
You're probably ending up at zero. Depends on what the podcast is about, but if it's not cigarettes or motorcycles.
Yeah. It's pretty hard to swing a podcast into
like a cool personality. I think Hrishikesh Hirway is the exception. The guy, he's a musician. He has this podcast, Song Exploder.
Oh, yeah. Song Exploder.
And I think that only makes him cooler in my eyes.
What does he explode?
He basically, it's actually such a cool podcast. I would highly recommend it to our listeners and to you, Kaylee. He basically has artists come on and like talk about a song that they made and like kind of blow it up into the different components, talk about how they wrote it and like.
Oh, cool.
He'll play out like the individual track, like what's that called? The tracks?
Yeah. Like he isolates the different parts.
Exactly. It's awesome. It's so, so fun to listen to. Yeah, they get huge guests. They've had like U2 on there. They've had Spoon. They've had,
oh, wow.
Yeah. You think U2 and Spoon get in the same sentence a lot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Big touring rock bands today.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Boom, that sentence. Or, I didn't say it, but you did.
I mean, you didn't say it up at all. Yeah, there you go. Big fan of both.
Yeah.
Hrishikesh Hirway.
Brennan's bad.
Check it out. Brennan's bad in the morning, too.
Brennan's bad in the... Oh, God, dude. I was in...
should not be a segue.
No, it's... Oh, I was in this Uber in New York. I had a total mess yesterday.
Okay.
Getting home.
So what was your return transit situation?
Oh, it was not good. It ended up...
You Ubered all the way to Boston?
Yeah. No, just to be clear.
I forgot where I was coming from. I put in the wrong destination. I was so tired.
I just thought I was going home from the night at the Harvard.
Were you gonna say the Crimson Home?
Sure.
That's what I call Harvard.
No, I was so bad. I had this bus leaving from Manhattan at 10, and I was with Danny Garfield, and we just like left his place kind of late, but like still probably fine.
Where does Danny live? What neighborhood?
He is in kind of like Western Brooklyn, I guess.
Okay.
Or like Central Brooklyn. I don't know.
So you guys had to get to Manhattan.
Yeah, we had to get there, which, you know, it was going to take like 50 minutes.
Yeah.
But we stopped at this deli that he said was super quick, but actually wasn't that quick, and I didn't say anything about it, but I did just now. And
sorry, Dan.
And then like the trains took forever to get there, and so I was just like, you know what, like, screw it, I gotta get there, like, I'm just gonna Uber from the train station, like, I'm sorry, like, but then right when I left the train station, the train showed up, and like the Uber took forever to get there, and then I was in the car for like an hour. It just like, it was said it was gonna take like 25 minutes, and then it just took like an hour.
What happens with the traffic. That's
I got just, totally bamboozled. I ended up getting there at like 10:40. So obviously I missed my bus, but and then I booked a ticket on a 1 o'clock bus. So I was like, okay, I guess I'll just walk around for 2 hours or something. But then I walked to the spot where the bus has departed from. And there was an 11 o'clock bus from the same company, Bolt Bus.
Right.
I highly recommend them after this experience, because I just walked up to the little bus where the bus was, and they're like, do you want to go to Boston? And I was like, I guess. And they're like, do you have a ticket? And I was like, I have kind of a ticket later. And they're like, no, just come on.
Oh, that's great.
And they let me on, and the bus left like literally 40 seconds later.
Oh,
so,
my gosh, awesome.
That is incredible.
Yeah. Pretty impeccable walking timing by my part. But the reason I thought of that was just that on the way over in this Uber, I just had to listen to so much of this like cruddy New York drive time radio station.
Oh, no.
I'm just like, hey, it's, you know.
Oh, man, I really don't think I've truly experienced those outside of television shows.
Oh, man. Yeah, I sure did. I mean, they weren't that obnoxious. They weren't doing like
sound effects.
Yeah.
Which I think is something we got to bring into this. You know what I mean? Like, we've done it a couple times. I think the crowd really loves it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The classic question of, is it a grill or is it rain? That is often a question.
Sizzling bacon or rain?
Yeah.
That is remarkable. Wait, that is incredible. I don't think I've ever been lucky vis-a-vis buses.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it was seriously one of the strangest things that's ever happened to me. I was, because, you know, again, like, The timing was insane. I just decided to walk over there just so I would know where it was later.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really smart. If you had walked away, imagine.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Sit in that bus station.
It was nuts. So, New York, I love you.
But?
You're bringing me down.
To bust. is that our new segment, New York, I love you, but? But vis-a-vis buses, which is the only way, I won't say re-buses, I won't say as regarding, I always say vis-a-vis buses. But I've had buses for the Boston New York trip take 8 hours.
Oh my gosh.
What? Between delays and traffic and stuff. Or like probably seven, I guess eight, like door to door.
Good lord.
I think I actually ended up doing stand-up about this, but we pulled off the highway into Connecticut out of nowhere.
Nice.
And then pulled into a parking lot, and then our driver just left.
Oh, wait. Was it the Lucky Star Express bus?
No, it was...
Because they go to a Chinese buffet in the middle of Connecticut before dropping you off New York Chinatown.
I forget what bus it is. One of them stops at, like, a Burger King in Connecticut.
That's Bolt.
Yeah. So I've taken the Bolt a bunch, but... I think this was Datco or something like that. Or it was a company that also is owned by Datco or something. The dude just left us in the parking lot.
Oh, yeah.
And then another driver came in a couple minutes later, but it's like, there was at no point was he like, hey, guys, this is what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's wild.
That
yeah,
wild.
I don't know. It's crazy. There are a lot of weird situations with the buses.
Yeah. I got really car sick on the way into the city.
Oh, really?
I thought, like, odds were that I was going to puke for a while. Man. Yeah.
Did you have one of those, like, vomit bags in front of you?
No.
Oh, maybe, dude, the Lucky Star Express bus is really good.
Yeah, probably because they load you up on Chinese buffet.
So they're like, we have to put this vomit bag.
Everybody, hold on.
Did you just eat all you can?
But then, like, it's all scary because it dropped. The first time I ever went to New York, or like, maybe the second time I went, I took that bus and then. I got dropped off in the middle of Chinatown and my phone was dead and I didn't have any money. I had like $20 in cash and like didn't have my card or anything. I don't know why. It was stupid. But
Wait, where were you coming from?
Very unprepared.
From here?
I was coming from Boston to live there this summer. And I was just like, I had lost my card like recently. Like I had $20 because someone gave it to me because I was like, hey, can I just have $20 and I'll Venmo you as soon as I can. But...
Oh my goodness.
And I
Venmo memo was just exchanged for cash.
I like kept having to ask people how to get to the subway.
You should have talked to my Midtown character.
Oh yeah. Well, I was trying to get to Midtown and I didn't know how. But I was almost there.
I know how.
Well, probably east, west, north or south if you ask me.
Wow.
It really is pretty once you know it a little bit, it's pretty convenient.
Cuz like
Tales
like
of New York
people,
podcast.
People are like this guy came up and he was like, "Hey, you need an Uber?" And I was like, "I didn't ask for an Uber." Like I thought the only way you could
do
it was
punch that into
phone.
The app.
And then he was like, "No, like I'll take you." And I was like,
"Oh god."
No. Whoa. I was like, "Do you take cash?" And he was like, "No." And I was like, "All right, I can't. Sorry."
That's so funny because it made it more legit as an Uber, but less legit as like a ride.
I think it might have been like an Uber guy who saw me really lost.
Yeah, it's like, dude, sorry, you can't have it both ways. Like, you either are a taxi or an Uber.
That is so funny.
Yeah.
That is very weird.
Oh, that's wild.
Wow. You want to cut to a track?
Yeah, let's cut to a track. I have to imagine it'll be about the great city of New York.
Oh, nope.
No?
Well, no. I plan these years in advance.
I know.
Well, it's not.
But I just thought it would happen to be about the great city of New York.
Oh, no, this is a Destroyer song.
A bus-level coincidence.
This is not a song about New York, but it's a song about Canada, sort of.
Oh, so it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah, Canada, the New York of New York. Of New York. Where one of those is a nested,
right,
like,
city,
New York City.
State.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, Kaylee didn't.
I got it now.
Yeah, there you go. All right, this is a little Destroyer, little Dan Behar, and this is Lucky Al with John C., Kaylee, Bren C. We'll be right back.
Lover. Don't tell me, Canadian lover. Don't demean yourself. though I know you and I know you mean well. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Beneath a starlit night, in a prairie fire, with the pioneering spirit just about to expire. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Canadian lover, don't demean yourself, though I know you and I know you mean well. Beneath the starlit night, in a prairie fire, with the pioneering spirit just about to expire. So what are you doing? Looking for hands that stay held up all night with the calico dancers. Why, 1,000 miles as the falcon flies, and like the wandering Jew, someone's bound to get wise with you.
Don't you love it when songs end like that?
For so long.
Yeah, that was Canadian Lover / Falcon's Escape by Destroyer off my...
Falcon? Sorry.
Yeah.
The word falcon is funny to me. Like, why? I have these certain associations with this, like, kid in my, like, middle school class. There's, like, a book series about Falcon?
Oh, wait.
My Side of the Mountain?
No. It's Falcon's, like, or it's like in the title.
Yeah.
Is it about the spy kid? Is that like a...
I really don't know, but all I remember is that, like, he was like, had like a weird ponytail and like in middle school, which was like bold. But I mean, at least he knew himself and he loved Falcons.
At least he knew
himself. He knew himself better than anyone that was in middle school.
Are you sure he just... Awesome. Are you
he's
sure he
still
wasn't
the same
just
guy?
Really wrong about himself?
Or no, he's still the same counselor. Guy in college. Like, he's like an engineer now.
I don't think that's like a good sign that he's the same guy he was in fifth grade.
Middle school's not fifth grade.
Sorry.
It's like eighth grade. But I mean, I guess it's not. But same. Like, he probably has... Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean to shatter your image of this beautiful
I went to
falconer.
Senior prom with him.
Oh, you didn't mention that. Yeah. Did you bring his falcon?
No. Hopefully he doesn't have a falcon.
Did he have any pets?
Wait, he didn't have a falcon? You just associate him with the falcon?
Because he liked these book series about falcons, and he would always carry him around.
Okay.
Which is way less impractical than carrying a falcon.
Yeah. He didn't. I don't think he actually liked or cared about falcons.
Oh, okay.
Unless the book series has to do with falcons, but I don't think it does.
I think it's
that
name,
was a very confusing segue.
Yeah, my bad.
That's really interesting.
There Falcons remind me of this one boy who read books where a falcon was a word in a book. Dang. I just gotta say, also, I ate the muffin I got right in Brown Brew, obviously, right after I got it,
right,
before I came up here.
You ate it really quickly.
But I was
it
just
took some time for you to react.
But just now, I'm just reflecting that it was a really good muffin.
That's great. What kind of muffin did you eat down there?
Coffee cake. I ate down there.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Yeah, yeah. I really love my my research professor.
Steven coffee cake.
Yeah, yeah. She always brings coffee cake to our group meetings, and it's a great motivator to get there.
Huge.
Yeah.
Actual and coffee cake, like not just coffee cake muffins, is incredible.
Yeah, yeah. And everyone else is a little shy, so I just really go for it.
That's a great place to be.
I've established myself as like the comic relief of that scientific research group.
That checks out.
Yeah, definitely. I'm always, every time I have a graph, I'm like, so like you can imagine, like this was a real tough one to get. Like, or, I don't know.
X-axis,
Y-axis,
get out of
no
here.
No one else really does, like, bits with their research, but I do.
You know, you just got to keep it exciting.
Well, that's good. Yeah, yeah.
That's great. That is very funny.
Yeah, so.
I wish I was interested in something like that. Like, something else that was just completely different.
Yeah.
I mean.
Like, research.
You are. Whoa. You have a lot of interests, I feel like.
I mean, lacrosse, but what is that?
Yeah, you're captain of the lacrosse team.
Falcons?
That one dude?
I do some lacrosse research now and again.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, it's not, like, amazing.
You got a poster, though?
I have a poster, and I'm a co-author on a paper. That's true.
Oh,
and,
yeah, that's a big deal.
I'm trying to get a technique named after myself, at least in the lab.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it doing bits to the graph?
No, it's a good...
talking to yourself.
I totally Murfeld egg.
It's a way to carry little tiny things around.
What is it? How do you carry them?
You take fingers? A pipette and you like vacuum suck them.
Oh, that doesn't sound safe.
No.
It's a lab. I imagine there's chemicals.
They're bigger than the opening of the pipette, but if you suck on the top, you can just vacuum seal them to it. Because I have to put these itty-bitty things into a machine.
Are we talking... the centrifuge.
No. Oh. I'm not making a nuclear bomb.
I don't know.
So far.
Are we talking like rocks or what kind of things?
No, like little tiny pieces of polymer. But like, so basically we have this machine. This is the most boring thing I've ever talked about in the show. But really quick, we have like basically...
This is so interesting to me.
Basically,
yeah,
like,
me too.
Basically, I melt plastics in a machine and then cool them back down to see how they behave. And normally you put them in these little aluminum pans, which you then seal. And then... But I want to get the machine to run at higher speeds, which means you want the pan itself to be a lot less massive. So I've been experimenting with just using like flat pieces of aluminum foil.
Oh.
But those are so light that you can't like pick them up.
You can't carry it.
You can't pick them up because they just stick to everything and like it's just really hard. So so I finally figured out that if you just suck on this little aluminum tiny sheet from the top, you can just drop it in. Straight down, because the only other way to carry it is by grabbing it from the side, which you can't get like into a little narrow thing.
Right.
So
it's like a flat piece of aluminum foil. You're not carrying the plastic; it's the foil.
Well, so basically, I have a little tiny flat, like a hole punch size of aluminum foil, and then a tiny piece of this polymer inside, and then another sheet of aluminum foil on top.
Oh, I see.
So if I suck all that up, it sticks together. It's small enough that just by static electricity, it'll stick together.
And then if
I suck it from the top, I can drop it right in. And
what are you calling the technique? The John C. or the Murfeld?
I think the Murfeld.
That's good.
The Murfeld suck, I think is what we're going to call it.
Well, that checks out.
No, I probed and like found the maximum possible running speed of our DSC. So,
Whoa.
I don't know.
That's awesome.
That's going
to
be.
You deserve that to at least at Tufts be named after you.
Yeah. I think.
You should get a poster is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just make it and put it up in the lab and no one will even know that.
The John C. Murfeld Memorial, you can't run the DSC faster than 70 degrees a minute. Suck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Will that be the second John C. Murfeld Memorial item at Tufts?
Oh, it'll be of many of those.
Really?
Hearts I've broken.
Sure.
I name after myself.
There's this, to the hearts.
Oh yeah.
There's like a college in Mississippi.
Whenever a white person names something, it's always unbeknownst to the thing.
That is devastatingly true.
Whoa, I should get that. That's my business card.
Oh, yeah.
John Somerville. Devastatingly true.
There's this college in Mississippi that has like one the top polymer research lab.
Oh, really?
Really?
How do you know that?
Because they came to our high school to talk about it.
Oh,
when really they were like career day, like, why don't you do this with polymer?
They tried to sell you on polymer research.
Yeah. Wait. So I mean, they made it seem it was like literally it was like a 45-minute thing where they talked about it, and I was like, this seems really cool. Like, but I mean, can't.
It's ostensibly cool, but what I do is not cool.
Except for the Merfeld suck.
Except for the Merfeld suck, which again, amazing technique.
Wait, so
you can try it at home
for your research. The types of conclusions that you'll be drawing, I guess, do you know where they'll be most relevant, or is it in terms of materials, or is it like does it have other applications?
The end goal. One of the like things our lab is working toward is like tissue engineering. So basically, using spinning fibers of this stuff and using it. Using it to like rebuild neural tissue and stuff.
Oh wow, that's incredible.
I'm pretty far removed from that.
That's fair.
Yeah, I mean, I do stuff with like the thermal behavior of this stuff. And again, like so the Merfeld suck, for example, is that's more relevant to us internally of just knowing like. Okay, if we want to carry out some kind of test on our DSC, which is ostensibly like a slow DSC instead of a fast one, like here's actually how fast it can go. That's not like my main thing, but like for 3 weeks I was working on that.
Whoa, that's really cool.
But yeah, otherwise the paper I'm on is just like, you know, basically melt behavior of this one thing.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, it's cool. On my resume now.
Nice.
Yeah.
And it'll be in the hearts and minds of tough students for all eternity after we met.
Everyone in Brown and Brew.
Yeah, for real.
Thanks for tuning in, Brad and Brew, once again. It's so funny. I totally forgot until you reminded me. Like, I've been aware of listening to WMFO and Brad and Brew.
It's profoundly weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it just saddens me that on Tuesdays they open the shop and then it's an hour of this.
Yeah, we do apologize.
Yeah, Brad and Brew, hey, have one on us.
But not really, because we don't have enough jumbo cash. Yeah.
Good enough to print, but not enough to get a coffee.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dang, dude. All right, Kales. Senior thoughts. Right, where you at?
My thesis is due today.
Oh, tell us about that. What's...
Yeah.
I want to hear about, like, what is in it. I also feel like you've said your thesis is due, like, eight different times.
So it's been
different
drafts.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
This is the final draft, but it turns out they're actually going to give me notes and have to do one more draft.
Oh.
Which, like, why? But, I mean, I guess it's good because then I have one more chance to not mess it up. But, yeah, so this third draft is due today. So I'll be turning that in, getting notes. It's a screenplay.
Very cool.
And turning the final one in sometime before my defense, which I will then do.
Can you give us some hot... deets on the deets of the plot?
Oh yeah,
some hot plot deets.
The plot, it's about a woman who is forced to run for mayor again.
Plot thoughts.
Plot thoughts. Yeah,
wow. Great callback to 1 week
Thank
ago.
Thank you very much. I'm sorry to the people in front of
plot me. Thoughts.
I just frustrated by yelling. So and also sorry to kid it. So it's a mayor.
A woman who's forced to run. I thought you said mare like a horse.
I
was like, nah.
Because I also didn't hear mare in her original description because you yelled plot thoughts. So I just heard Kaylee say, so it's about a woman. Then you go, so it's about this mare. Dude, come on. Be cool.
Yeah. She has to run for mayor against her ex-husband because he's trying to redistrict/gerrymander, and that's what it's called, gerrymandering, but with the J because their last name is Jerry.
You're right. Gerrymandering was with a G normally.
He's trying to redistrict the town to where only her house and her work are no longer in it, and so no one else is running against him, and he's been mayor for like 12 years, so she is running against him.
That is awesome.
Whoa, that's
and it
a great...
It messes with, like, the town and the kid that they have together.
That sounds so good.
Yeah, wow, I love that. That's such a great idea.
You didn't know that was what it was? Dang. Who no. have I not
yeah,
told?
No, I don't know. I was talking about it a little bit before.
I just knew about the funeral one.
Oh, that's a long way away.
Well,
that's a long
time ago. Sure.
But yeah, this one. Wow, gerrymandered. Yeah, it's like 80 pages.
That's hilarious.
I printed it out. Whoa. I printed one of the copies out the other day. Crazy to like hold in your hand.
Oh
like,
my gosh! Yeah, that's amazing.
I remember feeling that way about my book. It was just like profoundly weird.
Yeah.
And it smells all inky.
Yeah.
You're like, ah, success.
The but then you have to do it again and again.
Yeah, yeah, and then everyone tells you that it's not actually that good.
But the good thing about
fire.
What I realized when I was like stressing out about this yesterday, when I was also having severe chest pain,
and you had to pick which thing to be stressed about.
Yeah, was it's just a class. Yeah. It's not even like that big of a deal. Like, I'm literally gonna get a grade in it, like any other class.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
And then if I do want to, you know, revise it again or again, then I can do that on my own time. Because really, the thing that's been getting me are these like deadlines where I feel like it's not good enough yet. And then, but yeah. I guess I have one more of those. So
yeah, that's true. I think that's something I feel like I'm seeing more and more. I guess especially in senior year. But just like stepping out for a second and be like, oh, like this is for a class. Like,
yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's
no,
really
I
important.
Totally
and like
agree.
Stuff is like the stuff that we work on has value. And like even one of my classes, like I'm working with like an organization in Boston on, but like it is still like in the time and like general scope of things, like it's okay. Like mm-hmm. it's going to be okay.
Oh yeah. The only thing I don't quite feel that way about right now is my, these lab reports I have to do for my this
oh like the six lab reports
I have six lab reports due for May 1st yeah which I didn't realize was
yeah,
May 1st
that is
but because that like that's literally the only thing standing between me and graduation and like I need to do those at least somewhat to graduate
right
so that yeah that's the only thing that feels like I guess that's also true of your thesis.
Yeah, but I mean, I would feel comfortable turning it in like this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's weird. It's just like this. It's just weird. Bizarrely, like this is like a barrier in my life. Like,
yeah.
If I don't do this, like right. I can't like continue.
Yeah,
that's so true. Weird. It's so exceptional.
Yeah, they suck. Danny and I. Danny was a physics major, and he and I just railed against this class for like half an hour when I got there. He said it wanted to make him change his major, and I agree.
What class is it?
Just Physics 64, Advanced Experimental Physics. It really sucks.
Oh man.
Does everyone take it senior spring?
Everyone, that is when everyone ought to take it. Some people, there's a couple non-majors in the class and
what?
It's like, what are you doing
you
here?
About that.
Yeah, it's insane. They might be listening. So,
well, no, I mean they can't hear if you're whispering on
the Yeah, exactly. yeah, but some people take it earlier. They like there's a couple like total prodigies in the physics departments. They take it like freshman year or something.
Oh my god!
Wow, that's wow.
Yeah, but yeah, it's basically designed to be like your last physics class. And but whatever, it doesn't matter. Not really.
It.
It's just a class.
You can get it done.
It's just a class. Yeah. Well, Bren, what do you think about?
What do I think about?
Yeah.
I think about...
Man, the pace of the slow, the show just really...
Bagels.
Mm-hmm.
I think mainly. I think about all kinds of stuff day to day. Classes, work-life balance.
Do you have any plot thoughts?
What? It's your plot thoughts here. Well, one hot thought that I have
mm-hmm.
is that we got a darn stand-up show on Friday.
Oh, heck yeah.
This is a plug thought.
Yeah.
But, yeah, our final show.
I know.
Our stand-up careers at Tufts.
Yeah, that's true.
Friday, April 21st. What, I want to say 6th? 9:30 p.m.?
I want to say 6 p.m. in Tisch?
Crane Room? It's going to be... I want to say a billion people.
Yeah, they have like a billion people there. So
it's in the Crane Room?
Yeah. It's going to be one of our famous Crane Room shows.
Yeah, I'm real excited. Can't believe it.
Yeah, me neither.
I think I'm going to tell my ludicrous story, which I'm excited about.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I've been thinking about doing old stuff.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever done it on stage.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to workshop it a little bit.
Right.
Yeah, I think that would be a fun thing to do. I was kind of thinking it would be like a full circle.
Yeah, right. No, I agree. Because when I'm at the comedy studio, I just do like a greatest hits, basically.
Yeah.
I do a couple new things, but, you know, and I'm just thinking, like, why don't I just do that?
Yeah, you totally
just
should.
Old stuff that most people wouldn't have heard anyway.
I think that's a good show to do it in. Yeah. But yeah, I think I'm real excited. I got a really busy week up until then. But,
yep, I'll be running from my dance show.
Oh, right.
Which, yeah, at 7.
What?
At 7, you can come to the dance department spring show. That's all. It's Friday and Saturday, and I'll be
also 7 on Saturday.
Yeah.
Right on.
And I'll be dancing.
Oh, also Saturday, I was also TDC, and I'll be dancing too.
Nice. And that's 9?
5:30 and 9. Yeah.
Well, that promises to be wholesome. Kayla, would you mind reading a PSA?
Sure.
To clues us out. Good plug, so it was very organic.
Yeah.
Thoughts? How was that, like, our final, like, spit?
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's our newest bit. It's our freshest bit.
Yeah, I mean, it just promises to be one of our last.
Yeah,
no doubt. So.
All right.
I mean, we've been a pretty spoon-based show.
That's fair, honestly.
I think it probably circles back.
Sure.
In an appropriate way.
All right, Kales, lay it on us.
So, here's some numbers to think about.
I love these.
The United States has less than 5% of the planet's population, but incarcerates 24% of its prisoners and accounts for 43% of the world's total military spending.
Man.
Wow. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Nailed it.
I feel like they're always trying to pass some agenda with those numbers to think about.
Yep, 100%.
They're never just like,
oh, look.
18.
This is the spring dance weekend PSA.
Oh, there you go.
Well, we'll read that next time.
Yeah.
Post dance week.
No. Next week will be before spring fling.
No,
this is spring dance weekend PSA.
Oh.
For just the drama and dance department that you were just talking about.
Oh. I didn't understand that. Oh, wow. That's funny. Well.
Too late now. I already read one.
Yep.
It's the only one
you win
get.
Some, you read some. I should have said you read some, you lose some. That was obviously the applicable phrase.
Oh, boy.
Oh, dude, speaking of 2 weeks from now, I got a big plan I got to tell you about.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I think our show is going to really blast off into the stratosphere in 2 weeks if I can pull all the right strings.
Are you telling me that Scott Aukerman and Adam Scott are going to be here with all of you two?
I don't think there's enough mics for that.
Just a quick yes or no.
Well, we won't be here.
Oh, YouTube just has one mic when they perform.
Yeah.
They just go real loud into it.
Yeah, we're getting a phone call. Who could this possibly
from
be?
Brown and Brew?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're on the air. We're, hello?
Can you say something like Surfer Blood?
Can we please tell you
like
about
Surfer
what?
Blood? Surfer Blood?
Surfer Blood?
Can I play something by Surfer Blood?
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah, sure. Do you have any...
At some stage.
Sure, I'll... Happy to close things out.
They're awesome. They're playing on Tuesday at Great Scott, and it's not sold out yet, which is crazy.
Oh, really?
Okay.
Yeah, I've heard of them. Oh, man, Tuesday at Great Scott. Check out Surfer Blood.
Okay, I guess
they're
I'll...
awesome.
Great. All right, well, to close out the show, we'll play some listener-requested Surfer Blood. Thank you for calling, sir.
Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Sweet, no worries. Bye now.
All right, have a nice day. Okay, we're doing that. Here
All
we
right.
go. I'm going to pass things off to Jane in a sec, but here's some Surfer Blood.
Thanks for listening.
Bye!
Instead of dreaming up a way to
I wasn't thirsty for a friend.